This is the Community Notice Board on Coast Access Radio, brought to you by the Waikanae Community Board.
Kapiti Coast District Council is seeking community feedback on its draft speed management plan for 2026 to 2036. The draft plan includes 14 proposed speed changes and 49 safety improvements for local roads across the district. Proposed measures include safer speeds near schools, improvements to pedestrian crossings, raised safety platforms, speed humps, and other infrastructure designed to reduce serious injury and improve road safety. Consultation is open until the 15th of September, and for more information and to make a submission, you can visit kapitikoast.govt.nz. Acclaimed New Zealand musicians Lisa Tomlins and Wade Reeve will perform at the Bond Store in Paraparaumu on Saturday the 15th of August at 8pm. Lisa Tomlins is known for her work with Fat Freddy's Drop and Fly My Pretties, while Wade Reeve has performed extensively around New Zealand. Together, they present an evening of jazz, blues, soul, contemporary music and original New Zealand songwriting. Local singer-songwriter Johnny Naisbitt will open the evening. For tickets and event information, you can visit mostlymusic.nz. The Makerspace at Paraparaumu Library is hosting its August Craft Cafe throughout the month. Participants can create a mini wooden cross-stitch design to use as a keyring, a bag tag, or a decorative item. Materials are provided and all skill levels are welcome. Sessions are held every Thursday during August from 10:30 until midday at the Makerspace in Paraparaumu. For more information and for bookings, visit kapitikoast.govt.nz. Young people aged 13 to 18 who live, study or work in Kapiti are invited to submit artwork for the Toi Mahara Young Artists Exhibition. Submissions are welcome across a wide range of media, including painting, photography, carving, ceramics, audio-visual work and moving image projects. Selected artists will have the opportunity to exhibit in a professional gallery environment, offer their work for sale and be eligible for cash awards. Submissions close on 13 September. For more information, you can visit toimahara.nz. Kapiti Libraries continue to host a range of free community services throughout the district. Services include Citizens Advice Bureau drop-in sessions, Justice of the Peace services, digital support sessions, and digital seniors assistance for people aged 65 and over wanting help with devices, online security and technology. For library locations, service times and further information, you can check out the Kapiti Coast District Council websites. Registrations are now open for Shakeout, New Zealand's National Earthquake Drill and Tsunami Preparedness Exercise, taking place on the 21st of October. Individuals, families, schools, businesses and community groups are encouraged to take part and practice emergency response actions. For more information and registration details, visit getready.govt.nz/shakeouts. That was the Community Notice Board on Coast Access Radio. To submit your notice for our notice board or to listen again, you can head online to coastaccessradio.org.nz. Our Community Notice Board is proudly supported by the Waikanae Community Board.